Hi, welcome to GamerCast, episode 121. Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul. So we're like back to normal this week.
Yeah.
After Adam vanished into the great abyss.
Yeah.
Oh, Abyss, that's another film I want on HD DVD.
Yeah, I got to Abyss on normal DVD. That is so worth it. That and, Fifth Element's another good one.
Is that on HD DVD?
No. I don't know if it's out yet or not, unless that's going straight on a Blu-ray.
It's probably Blu-ray because it's Fox, isn't it?
Yeah, so is Abyss.
No, hold on. I ain't paying fucking 20 quid for it. Right, let's introduce our guest this week. We have Mr. Donut with us. Yes. He'll be here to talk about some WoW news later on. But in the meantime, let's read the letters we've got. We had one from Mr. Bobman, which says, when I move my little recording window thing out of the way, it says, great show again, as always. This is talking about the episode when you went on. Great show.
Is this the one with Catherine or
yeah,
the one
before? Me and Catherine. And Catherine's like, oh my god. Right, anyway. Not sure the sound is better. Sounds like you're talking through a drain pipe. So, between episode 119 and 120, I spent like hours trying to jiggle up a sound solution, which didn't have all the background noise, because our episodes have a lot of background noise. Like, not only from the computer, but from like noise in general. And so I spent ages trying to like minimize that. So I've got like a webcam here with my tablet, and the computers are off, but the window's open, which is actually a really bad idea. But if we leave it shut, we all die. So
yeah.
If you hear birds and people shouting, tough luck. So yeah, apparently we sound like we're talking through a drain pipe, but whatever. I mean, if people like the old sound with like loads of background hissing and shit, that is so much easier than using my tablet and faffing around with all that.
Yeah.
So, whatever. So, yeah, Bob Man, we appreciate your feedback, as always.
We'd like to know what it sounds like best. I suppose it's for the fact that they're listening on iPods and they're listening on different media devices.
Well, yeah, the thing is, I listen on, like, when I do my sound tests, I use my speakers because that's, you know, the most true sound environment. But if you've got your little tinny speakers and you don't hear any hissing...
Yeah, it might sound
better than this. And if a significant proportion of our people listen that way, who cares? But anyway, let's crack on with the show. So on Tuesday, the Spore Creature Creator was released. And Adam, of course, downloaded.
Yes.
And so did I. And installed it on all my computers, including your laptop.
Great.
So you can play with it as well. That's what you get for leaving your laptop around my fucking house. You get me installing stuff on it. Right. I also, on Friday, bought the fuller version, or more accurately, Catherine bought it for me, because I wouldn't stop going on about it. But since it was only like £5, I thought, what the hell?
Did you hear about the issues with EA selling online?
EA suck, it's in the game.
Basically, there was a third-party distributor selling the downloadable version of the full creator.
I saw something, well, Tuesday was the last day I really had internet, so...
And they were selling it for a penny cheaper, and you could buy it for a penny cheaper and download it there and then, or download the free one, or you could go to the official Spore website, and when you pay for it, you pay it in full, so your money's paid, it's all gone across, and then it says that it's not able to be downloaded at the moment. So loads of people paid to have the full creator, and it wasn't available for download, only the demo was. And the boards were slapped with loads of abuse to EA, because all of a sudden only so much abuse came on, and then someone mentioned it, that they'd found it somewhere else for a penny cheaper and it was available to download there and then, and EA got a complete and utter slating on that board. They picked up quite quickly and it was available, I think, probably the day after. If you'd already bought it, all of a sudden you can download it. Because
yeah, but the thing is, if you ordered it from the EA's website, at least in North America, and you then went and bought the game from there, you had the $4.99 or $9.99 knocked off the price.
Mm.
So there was a reason for like waiting for EA to get their act together.
Yeah. Or you could go buy the disc like you did and just install it.
Yeah. I am impressed. It doesn't require the CD. It does require internet activation. It can be installed on multiple computers. I've not had any hassle with the copy protection on it. Apparently it uses secure ROM and all that. But
I'd be interested to see what happens with the real game when that one comes out.
Apparently it's the same mechanism. Right. No CD checks, which is good for, you know, obviously people with computers.
Yeah.
With no drives and, you know. So that's good. And I will swap a disk requirement for an internet activation. As long as I can install it on, like, two or even more computers.
Yeah. So you
need it. I want it, especially Spore, because, you know, Crysis, I'm not going to be running that on that. But this, you know.
You can run Spore quite happily.
My tablet can run Spore. It's actually quite usable on the tablet, and so on and so on.
The question I've got, though, is coming out. It's going the same way they did with Battlefield 2142, where you had to
Battlefield 2142!
Activate it online. But you had to be online to be able to play it, to a point.
You don't need to be online to play this.
Right.
Apparently it does activate periodically.
And need that every so boot often. Up of download and upload.
But other than that, you can play it offline.
Which is good.
What's the full game about?
The full game is called Spore.
Yeah.
It is epic.
Yeah.
Please see our previous 50 episodes where we talked about it.
But we'll just go basic. Basically, you're going through the evolution of your Spore character. But each evolution is a different gameplay element in itself. So the first one is a 2D moving around, trying to get away from things attacking you, and you can add new spikes on yourself, and you're eating stuff.
So yeah, basically you've got several phases in the game. You've got the cell phase, where you're 2D, Adam's 2D dude.
Moving around,
eating stuff to buy genetic enhancement to evolve it into a bigger creature. And then you've got like the animal phase, where you're like an animal which you saw previously, in the Spore creature creator thing, which we just showed you.
Where that one you're actually controlling the animal, it's kind of third person.
You control it, you have to avoid hunters and catch prey and eat people and have sex with your buddies and so on.
So you're kind of mating and stuff like that. So you're going through that process, and as you get more points, you can evolve your character. But then the more points you get onto the brain, eventually it will evolve. And instead of being able to just control it, you end up with more of them and you get more of a tribal game.
You end up in the tribal phase.
So then you're in a tribe and you're giving them different things and they're learning and they're moving around.
And they're using tools and stuff like that.
And then eventually becomes more like
a city. It becomes the city/civilization stage where you basically have to take over the world.
So at that point, you're not controlling one, you're controlling all of them. So you can build them tanks, you're building them houses, and you're designing it how you want.
You basically build a city. It evolves into a city. And that city then has to spread over the whole world.
But as you're doing that, other species that you were fighting against from the primordial soup to the
will beach. That be other players?
No, that will be probably other species you were going along with, and the AI is moving them along in evolution as well. So you'll have a couple of cities, you might be able to get world domination, eventually you'll get a saucer, and you can actually fly out and go to different planets in your solar system, find a moon, put a moon base on it, which I'll keep going nuts about in previous episodes, and you can put different species, and you don't have to put your species on it, you can put like other species, watch them evolve, and then you could go to different solar systems, and you can nuke a previous solar system. But the cool thing is, you'll come along, and you'll all of a sudden find this planet, and you'll find one of Paul's creatures.
Yeah.
Basically, when you create a creature, it loads it up on the web, and then it populates the universe with like user-created creatures.
So everything you move along.
So there's like a one in a million chance you'll encounter Adam's dude hanging around.
But you'll never play with other players.
No, not directly. If you annihilated my species and actually made it completely extinct, you wouldn't affect my gameplay, and you wouldn't affect that species in any other person's game. The idea
is just using it as a content source.
Yeah, you're using all the other players to make the content for your game. Instead of having somebody there trying to make it random where things look a bit wrong, or paying lots of people to actually create a lot of the content, because as the game evolves, they're going to use everybody playing the game as a content builder for the whole thing.
I see.
Which is a clever way, because it does mean that the variety of things you're going to find on different planets is going to be so unique.
Yeah.
It's going to make the game a hell of a lot better.
I mean, the thing is, you create your own buildings, like the Spore Creator. It's a similar interface for that. For buildings, units.
Tanks,
you know, aircraft.
But it all evolves. You end up with a city and that evolves, and then you move on to space travel and stuff.
Yeah, once you've taken over the world, you unlock the space travel, in which case you can explore the whole galaxy, go to different worlds, you know, create atmospheres, destroy planets, whatever. It's then you, you know, whatever, you can do anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically, when I said the game was epic, I was meaning epic. Right, let's talk a bit about Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead, this was a piece of information passed to me by a mate at work. He been ramping and raving this, just watched a few videos on YouTube. Basically, this is a survival first-person shooter. You're working a small team online. But the great thing about it is you're fighting against zombies. We're talking more and more of the 28 Days Later zombies, where they run faster. None of the slow-walking ones.
Dawn of the Dead zombies.
It's fast-paced action, but okay. You get to the point where...
We have a vote. Stupid, fast, hyper-zombies versus slow, cool, uber-zombies.
I like the slow zombies.
I like the slow zombies.
But they're so much better, especially when you're trying to shoot them.
One of the advantages, if you're like gung ho and you try and play the game without, you know, like you get these people who don't want to play team. You know, they're there playing Halo.
They're just running around like a retard.
Yeah, they could actually get the entire team dead, even to the point where they have no chance of surviving because they go through this door, don't let everybody else come through. And then they're like, ah, I'm by myself. Oh, I'll go back to the rest of the team. They open it up, and there is stood the rest of your team, and they're dead. They're walking zombies, and they eat him alive. And you have the joy of killing whoever killed you, because you turn into the undead. But you have to try and help people up to different areas and stuff, and it's a lot of teamwork.
Basically, you're fighting your way through the level. I don't know what they call it. The map, the level, whatever.
Yeah, it's very kind of close quarters in
the
dark.
You're up against AI opponents. You can play up against multiplayer people as well, because there are some, like, you can play as some of the bosses, the opposing team, who are, like, uber powerful. And you basically have to work together to, you know, struggle your way through this dark, dank, scary place.
It is...
It sounds quite interesting, actually.
Yeah, they did say that they are really pushing to make sure it's got a very good communication software for the headset.
Roger.
So that people actually are really having to force
I'm
to
Roger, I'm
communicate
Bob.
And talk.
Bob.
For the fact that if you're...
I mean Bob.
You've got the
I'm
shotgun,
Roger.
You're taking everybody who sticks their head out around this corner, you have the opportunity to go, reload, someone take this corner, and you go up, click, 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 while someone's got an Uzi shooting every zombie, and you go, ready, swap, and then you can move back and carry on doing it. And if you don't do that, you go to reload, and a zombie jumps on you, kills you, and then gets past and kills everybody else, and it's over within a few seconds. So it's keeping that fast-paced adrenaline. You've got to shoot everything that bloody moves. But you don't want to run out of ammo. But at the same time, you have to move as a unit down corridors, trying to get through doorways and stuff. And
if they can pull it off so people actually work as a team, it will be quite good.
It's going to be good.
But the trouble is, you're going to get all these noobs just running around, and they're going to think, oh my god, you get us killed, oh my god, you noob.
But I think the element of the fact that instead of being like... other games where you're trying to work as a team, you get killed and you end up sitting there watching through a virtual camera, hovering around watching everybody else have fun until the game reloads. You die, you automatically become the undead, you join the opposition team, and you're going to kill all your mates. So you end up becoming an AI, all of a sudden comes a real person.
Surely you're going to have teams, yeah? Straight away they're going to have people who are going to want to die straight away just to do that.
Yeah, people like you, I expect.
Yeah.
Exactly, so...
I mean, yeah, you knew.
I don't know what happens if you're the undead and then you get killed. I think if you get killed as the undead, I think you're
dead.
You
just respawn a bit later.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting way of going about a zombie game for that element, because I must admit, there's a zombie Source game that's done on the Half-Life 2 Source engine that is very similar that's out at the moment, but it's only a mod and it's not exactly great. But the zombie games, you've got Resident Evil, you've got some other ones, you've got Dead Rising, but nothing that is majorly fast-paced action adrenaline first-person shooter. And it's a completely different way of going around it, and there ain't been enough first-person shooters out there like that lately. I think the closest thing to it is Gears of War, of fast-paced, lots of bad guys coming at you, but that is not zombies, it's aliens attacking on Earth. So, yeah, I think
they're not aliens, they're just things from under the ground.
They're under the ground. Mole people!
Wombles for the win. Wait, wombles don't live on the ground.
Wombles.
Although they should do. Because I don't want them fucking hanging around up here. Right, anyway, there's a bit of World of Warcraft news going around, apparently, according to our World of Warcraft correspondent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
the new PvP gear and the new arena gear is coming out Wednesday.
Yep, that's cool, man.
Season 4 of the arena gear. And
louder. The people cannot hear you.
Fine. Season 4 of the arena gear is coming out Wednesday.
Too loud.
But Season 1 is going to become obsolete. You can no longer buy it. It's going to be replaced.
So, I've got a lot of Season 1 gear. Do I get upgraded?
No.
So, he'll get to keep it, but if I go, oh, I really want that, I will be able to get hold of it.
No.
But why would you want to get it?
Instead, for the same price, or a similar price, you're going to be able to get Tier 2 of the arena gear.
So, Tier 1 falls off, and Tier 2 moves into number 1's place, and they all slot along.
Yeah.
To take over the price range.
Yeah. Though,
how irritating.
It's good though, because it doesn't.
It's not good. I'm the one with lots of Season 1 gear, and now it's obsolete.
Though, it's not obsolete, it's unique. When you no get one else can have it.
Yeah, but I want to upgrade it so that I don't get pwned.
Thing is, when you get to Tier 3.
Is this the new Tier 3?
Yeah, the arena.
So the gears. The Tier what?
Right, Season 3.
The Season 3 gear, yeah.
That's the highest available at the moment.
Yep. Until Wednesday.
Yeah. It's going to move down to where Season 2 is now.
Yeah, so that's what we've already said. It will all slot down.
Yeah, but the difference is, between Season 1 and 2, there's no difference because you don't require any team rating. Right? But when it comes down to Season 3, most of the items, you require a team rating to purchase items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? This is an arena team rating we're talking about now.
Yeah. So for Season 3, the points required are actually going to go down. So everything is going to require 50 points less than it currently does. But with Season 4, some of the items that were available without any points from Season 3 will now require some. So the only things that you don't need a good team rating for the Season 4 items is the glyphs. Apart from that, you need a high team rating for everything else.
Ah, so that's why you have the best gloves in the world. Because it's the only thing you can buy, right?
Yes.
Mr. Dragon Star.
And
also, more importantly, what's coming out soon?
Well, the Wrath of the Lich King is rumoured to come out for October now.
So it's a rumour.
Well,
this is I'll get you on the show, and all you have is rumours.
Okay, that's the date I was given by a computer game store in town.
Right, so, and what person gave you that date?
The person behind the counter.
What did he look like?
He looked like a GameStation employee.
Right, so it's GameStation, right, so he made it up. Right, so we've got a flipping GameStation source on GamerCast.
We'll yes. Find out whether they are right. How close are GameStation to being
so right? That's, you didn't look it up on the internet or anything? Blizzard didn't make any announcements?
Dates on the internet.
No, they will literally turn around.
Well, if they don't give dates on the internet, then GameStation just made it up.
They don't even have a beta testing date yet.
Yeah, it all depends. They might be running quite slow on it, or all of a sudden one day they'll turn around and go, oh, by the way, this is actually what the box art's going to look like. And people are like, wow, cool. And all of a sudden they'll turn around and go, here's the limited edition, beta's out, by the way. Oh, yeah, and we're going to be releasing 2 months' time. And people are just going to be like, whoa, that's a bit quick. I can see them just popping it out on one release on the
website.
Hang
on a minute, the beta is, even if it's not officially available, people have got it. At least the leaked version on, like, custom servers.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I've seen screenshots of it, of, like, people on the forums who said, look, PF, and blah, 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 and they were, like, in the new area and everything, with their, like, newbie character.
I know that there are beta servers for using, because there's been a lot of people who
so there is a closed beta going on at the moment.
Yeah, it's a closed beta, and they're using it as an area to allow people to play as level 70 characters on there for people doing reviews. Because I read PC Gamer Review, and they were allowed to go onto a closed server to have a look at the content. Not everything was activated. They couldn't have a go of the Death Knight and things like that. They did have a go of the Death Knight on a separate one, completely different, and they went through some of the elements with that. But yeah, I think as far as for the general public, they're still doing the full proper beta where they're actually playing with it themselves to make sure everything is fully working before they start looking for the little bugs that they haven't got time to look for yet. So I got a feeling it might actually get dragged a bit back, further back, or they're just going to turn around and go, we're ready. I'm kind of curious which way they're going to go, but I am hoping that they do the same thing and there is a physical purchase and not a digital download this time, because they were saying that Burning Crusade might be the only one that's a physical one. And I hope they do a limited edition where you get some in-game stuff. Like last time it was the pets. It would be nice if they had some more stuff, even if it was like useless clothing that made you look cool or whatever.
Yeah, but the thing is, they have to make sure it looked cool. The pets are cool because the Murloc was epic.
Yeah, my Murloc is quite cool.
I want one.
But, because you can get a Murloc by going to BlizzCon, as well as a Murloc suit to dress up in. So it's curious what they'll do, because fair enough, in the big box set you had the full Burning Crusade game, plus an alternative copy of it which is on DVD, so you could have shoved it in and go make yourself a cup of tea or coffee while it was installing. You didn't have to change disc. Soundtrack, art book, a selection of World of Warcraft playing cards that were limited edition, and limited edition characters from Junai and Blood Elf, and some other mouse mat and some other bits and bobs. So it'd be interesting if they do that again, because I did quite like that. But, don't know.
You know what? We've done most of our show notes and it's only 20 minutes. We must all be in a hurry for something.
Yeah.
That's because you didn't let me talk about the new belts and stuff that are coming out.
Oh, new belt. Okay, come on then. Let's hear about the belts.
We got belts. See?
And that's not
arena. That's going to add 2 minutes to this, Greg.
Yeah, that's non-arena gear. That's just PvP gear.
Oh yeah, cool man. New belts.
Yeah, they're going to replace the
new belts. Good, thank God I didn't buy a belt.
They're going to replace the new belts, boots, braces.
I just bought loads of that stuff.
And rings and amulets. But then, the other thing is, yeah?
I'm going to kill Blizzard. I get all the epic gear and now they freaking replace it all.
Because they're even better.
Oh, they're better, great.
It's a higher tier.
That makes me feel so much better.
Not only do you need honor to purchase them, but you also need a certain arena team rating.
So you need team ratings.
Yeah, because they felt that...
Great, that means my team, who suck, were screwed.
They actually felt that the top epic gear was too easy to get, so now they're trying to make it harder to get.
Good, so they should. Although they should give me free upgrades.
And so, it will actually be really hard to get some of the top PvP and arena gears now. Because some of the gear, like for example, the tier 4 shoulders require a team rating of 2,200.
Oh my god!
Pretty high.
Yeah, it's really pushing it out to allow people to keep playing. His mate who I was on about earlier is doing the boosting, his Blood Elf Mage, as soon as he gets into cap level, then he's just going to have him there and just use him as PvP Battleground, so he'll just log on, play a bit of Battleground like he's playing any old game on a console or PC, and then log off and stuff doing the quests until the things
come out.
Because he's saving up for an epic mount. He can't be bothered to go standard mount because it actually goes slower than a land mount. So he's decided to go straight for the epic.
Well, it won't really make much difference because you still...
One.
Yeah.
You still need the training anyway.
Yeah,
and that's less expensive. Yeah, the bird's only like 90 gold or something.
Yeah, he's buying the training and he said there's no point wasting 90 gold on the lower bird, so he's buying the training and then get the next training.
What's 90 gold out of 6,000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slap him around the head.
Well, he can't be bothered to just have that when he just wants that one, so he's just going straight up to that one.
Snapping around the head.
Yeah, because there are some areas that you can't actually access without a flying mount.
Yeah, that's what he's waiting for at the moment.
Slap him around the head, tell him 90 gold out of 6,000 or whatever. Doesn't make any difference.
At the same time, he's boosting my character up as well.
Is he listening to the show?
No.
Why not?
Okay. He's playing WoW.
Make him listen to the show. He can play it in the background, okay? Dude, you need to be slapped. Just spend the 90 gold on the other one, because it's going to take hours to save up 6,000 gold.
Yes.
I say hours, I mean centuries, right? Especially for me, who's like running out of money. Anyway, let's move on to the next topic, which is Civilization Revolution.
Yeah, is this actually out on the PC, or is it just the console?
Console only.
It's the console only.
If this was on PC, I would go insane. Because this is not a PC game.
No.
This is... Right, so basically, this is Civilization 4 trimmed down for a console.
Very well trimmed down,
though. Yeah, it is very well trimmed down, although I do have my annoyances with it.
I've had a go on the demo.
So have I. Have you ever gone on a demo?
No, but I saw you play the demo.
Yep, you saw me playing it, good.
Straight away, you notice that it's a lot more chunky, colourful, and a little bit more in-your-face visually.
Great. We work on the show quality, now the phone's going on.
Hello?
But yeah, no, I think...
Who? No, sorry, I'm not here.
It's,
No, it isn't your phone, silly boy.
I'm making sure that it's not on silent, because I had it on silent while I was at work. I've noticed straight away with the moving of the characters and stuff, it gives you that feel of they made everything bigger, so when you're looking at it on the screen, if you don't have a massive 42-inch TV, you're not all of a sudden going to be going, oh my god, this is too small to play on. It just looks like the PC version. I cannot see anything. They've kind of gone, let's swell stuff.
They basically stripped down, they chucked all the user interface out.
And kept it simple with...
And now, like, when you have somebody jump up on the screen, you've got, you know, your four options, you just go up, down,
yeah,
and select whatever option you want. The advisor screen, the like, all the people have been completely redone. And instead of just having a small portrait of the person in a window, like a little box on the screen, they now take up, like, half the screen. And their, like, emotions and whatever are all stupidly exaggerated to the point they drive me crazy.
Mm.
And they all sound like the fucking Sims.
Yeah, I noticed that straight
away. It's like,
away.
Oh my god, talk English. English? Abulia baba. Yeah, we're not playing the Sims. I don't want to hear a Sim speak. Because it doesn't make any sense.
It did really show some nice... stuff of like showing the tanks being played with.
I would have liked it if they had completely got rid of all the voices for those people completely.
Yeah.
If you're not going to do it right, don't do it.
Did you see the trailer bit before where it was
showing... I watched the trailer as well. I really liked the quote at the end from Genghis Khan.
Yeah. And the bit where it was showing with the spaceship and stuff like that, it seems that the space part
the space
is really...
bit has been expanded in it.
Yeah, quite nicely as well, so...
But I was too busy kicking some Zulu ass or something.
Yeah, I had the Zulus as well.
Fucking, they took one of my cities as well. I had to take it back, and then they sued for peace. Cowards.
Yeah, they kept nicking everything of mine and saying, "Go on, start on me." And then I started on, kicked their ass, and I'm like, "Let's have peace." And then I do something else, and like, "We're gonna steal this. Are you hard enough to take me?" "Yes, I am." "Okay, have it back." They continually kept asking me to start on them, and they were waiting for me to just say, "Yeah, keep it."
They seem to be very aggressive.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see about the full game is out.
Mm.
So we'll have to see. When somebody buys it for us, we can see how aggressive the AI is and how forgiving they are.
Yeah.
Because in the PC version, you know, if you piss somebody off, they're pissy with you for the whole game.
Where it seemed more like little skirmishes where they were pushing to see how far they could get, and if you started war, they would always try to come back to that peace again. Sort of thing.
Well, the thing is, in the PC version, when somebody declares war on me, I either just hold my own and wait for them to have peace with me because I'm not ready for an all-out war because I'm trying to do something else, like win the fucking game. Or if they start on me and I'm like, you know, yeah, I can take you out, I wipe their civilization out. There's no, you know, in-between for me. So those Zulu people, they better watch out. Because, you know, for what that dude was doing, you know, I know where their capital is, I've got my warrior dudes and some archers, and you know I could go in there and kill them all.
I had a bit of cavalry as well at one point. It's very cool.
You coward, hiding on your horse.
Yay, horse.
Get off that horse.
But no, I'm quite happy with that. It looks.
I'm really impressed, other than the stupid voices, and the fact that I'm a PC person, so I'll have the PC version.
Yeah, I got the PC version. I can't justify. Purchasing this
not
thing.
40 quid, no.
No.
If it was like 5 quid and I like broke my legs and my arms and I could only use a gamepad, maybe.
If you're a previous Civ fan and you no longer own a PC to run Civ 4, or you never use your PC or whatever, and you kind of like,
or if you like played Civilization on the PlayStation,
yeah, then I'd definitely recommend this game for playing
turn-based strategy games.
Yeah.
You play against other people online?
Yeah. Yeah, you would be able to.
Yeah, but it's turn-based.
So you do all your bits.
Well,
and...
they do have the simultaneous turn, but I find that, like, really confusing. I'd rather have turn-based so I know where my go is.
Yeah. But,
The trouble is waiting for people like Adam, who spend half hour examining their city while you're flipping waiting there to move your massive invasion force. Come on!
Yeah, I must admit, you feel like you want to be able to... See, Paul's a good player at it, so he knows what he's doing and stuff, but I'm like, ooh, what does this
What's
do?
What's this do? Let's look at this and let's waste time. And I'm here. Come on. I've got my units ready to attack.
Yeah.
I know you're just doing it to piss me off.
But
actually, there is, like, in my PC version, there's a time limit for how long a turn can be.
Yeah.
And but when I'm, like, just thinking next turn, because all my units are automated for a while, and Adam takes a whole minute for his turn, it's like, urgh.
But there is one thing where you can play it like a game of chess, where you could play one game and it would last you maybe 2 years. Because you play your game, press a button, and it compresses all the information, shoves it in an email, and emails it to your opponent. And then when
you can pay by email.
And then he can open it up, transfer the data into his computer. It does all the moves like a game of chess. And then you can sit there and think for a while, and you can be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Move, done, email. And you could just play the game bit at a time whenever you want.
Well, I have to say, starting from like the 4000 BC with that would be so annoying.
Yeah.
But you can spend 20 turns just like building one unit.
Mm. It would be quite interesting if you could actually maybe play the game for a while on one day.
Well, you can always start it from like a further ahead, I suppose.
Yeah.
Or do a, like a custom scenario where you've already got a civilization built.
It would be quite nice if they would let you start
the game. My civilization starts with 20 cities. Adam starts with one. Now we have a fight. Nerds! Build walls!
I've got cows, nothing more, don't hurt me. But yeah.
So yeah, Civilization fan, check it out. That's all for this week, unless everybody has any final things to chuck in.
I will be doing... my own personal review on Metal Gear Solid 4 next week.
Next week, Catherine, okay, we have...
Catherine Metal... review it, or did she just talk about it?
I don't know.
So I'm going to have a... I'm still in the initial stages of playing it, because I got rid of my Wii and I've gone to PlayStation 3. Bang.
Well, I don't have a Wii anymore, he nicked it.
So,
Not that I ever played on it.
Yeah, I'm running...
It's like, you play on it for the first day, and then it's like, this really sucks.
As far as I'm concerned... My PS3 is for playing PS3 only titles. If something comes out and it's on the Xbox as well, I'll be buying on the Xbox because I prefer it on the Xbox. But
yep, right. So feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net.
Yep.
Or better yet, can be left on the blog at gamercast.net. You can subscribe from iTunes, Podnova, the Zoom thing, the Creative thing as well, and lots of other things. There's like a few links on the webpage to subscribe. We encourage everybody to subscribe, because it is free.
Subscribe.
And it, like, makes our number bigger.
Bigger numbers.
We, like, yeah, well, last week's episode had a quite substantial increase in traffic. So that's good. Maybe, I think it's our sound quality. If, like, people can, like, listen to us without going, shh, shh.
So, yeah. Doesn't sound like rain anymore.
We've also got some forums at portalforums.net, and there's a subsection on there called GamerCast, and surprisingly enough, there is posts on there from people who listen to GamerCast.
Yay!
So that's all from this week's episode. We are back next.
We will be back Sunday.
We'll be back normal Sunday.
Yeah, I'm in Bristol during the weekend, but I'll be back in time to...
It was my fault we're a day late this time.
Yeah, it's Paul's fault because he was away.
Not my fault for once.
Well, it's not Adam's fault.
Well, it wouldn't have been any good for me anyway because I was drunk all Sunday.
Oh, great. That really helps.
So I would have just been slumped here snoring.
Dude, that might have actually been really good. Yeah, because then you could like...
Oh, yeah, Sarah managed to get so much done out of me because she was kind of like, so we're going to do this tomorrow. Yeah. Yes. Do you really want to do that? Yes. I was agreeing to everything. She just told me all the stuff I agreed to. I was like, I don't remember agreeing to that.
We had a £10 donation from Mr. Windsor as well.
Cool.
Yeah. More donations, please.
I think we're going to have to maybe put some into a kitty and start saving up for decent microphone or something.
I was looking at microphones on Amazon the other day. I didn't know what to get.
Decent microphone with maybe a small little thing stand, or maybe something where it
was. Well, I was thinking about headpieces, but the trouble is it gets a bit confusing with recording it, because then you're recording two streams of audio.
Yeah,
over the top. And I thought, if we ever have like a donut on or something, then we're screwed because we've only got two headsets.
Yeah, you would have to use the web mic as the third inlay, so we'd need... probably would have to go to that sound booth software I was on about and look into having lots of different lines of audio coming in, and whether your sound card can accept different lines of audio, how many you can actually pump in through it. Yeah, exactly. So it's something we're going to have to look
into. I've got an Audigy 2ZS. I don't know anything else. But it's got like a mic in and like a line out and line in, and it's got front out, rear out, digital out, and other stuff.
Yeah, I think we have to start looking into something like that.
Well, yeah, give us some money there. But I think this actually doesn't sound too bad. I'm going to try tweaking the EQ a bit. Maybe that will help remove the drain pipe effect.
I'm in a drain pipe. Yeah.
That just sounds like you're holding your nose.
Yeah, without any using my hands. Look, no hands.
Look, my name is Jamaican Man. Jamaican Deutschland. Right, anyway, let's finish this show up, because we are back next Sunday, as we already said, with episode 122, and we have a funky review of Metal Gear Solid 4.
Guns of the Patriot. So far, it is really good.
Right, I have my own review to do on it. It sucks, don't buy it.
Did you have a go on hers at Catherine's while you were up? Did you have a go at Alone in the Dark? Now you're showing me a Alone in the Dark t-shirt.
No, it was sat on the table for 3 days, but I didn't play on it.
Oh, so you
I played Fight Night. I played the game I've got here for that.
Oh.
That's all.
Fair enough. Right, we will see you guys next week.